This home was built for Fred and Carolyn Green in 1958. Even before he graduated from the University of Illinois, Fred Green was a local legend as a sports hero. In 1941, he earned All-State honors as an end on the undefeated Urbana High School football team and won the same recognition as a center on a basketball team that finished second in a state high school tournament. After a stint in the Army during World War II, during which he won a Bronze Star, Green returned home and entered the University of Illinois. Again, his talent and determination led to success in sports, and during his senior year in 1949, Illinois' basketball team won the Big Ten Championship and earned the school's first berth in what is now known as the Final Four. He was inducted later into the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame for his achievements as a player. But Green's achievements reached beyond sports. Following in the footsteps of his father, who served on the University of Illinois Law School faculty for 35 years, Fred earned his law degree at the university in 1951. He then turned his personal drive toward the courtroom, winning election as county judge of Champaign County in 1956, only 5 years out of law school. Secure in his profession and with a growing family, Judge Green decided that he needed a new home.
Given his connections to the University of Illinois Athletic Department, it should come as no surprise that Green turned to an athlete to design his home in 1958. Donald Laz was one of America's great pole vaulters in the 1950s, winning the silver medal in the 1952 Helsinki Olympics. After stepping away from sports competition, he opened an architectural firm in Urbana. Laz designed the home in a style known as mid-century modern, with strong prairie-style influences and a low profile that connects nature outside with the interior spaces. We know the simple form of this architectural style as the suburban ranch house, but here, Laz incorporated meticulously designed details. The roof line is simple and continuous. It is a low-pitched gable roof with wide overhanging eaves. Large slits or skylights can be found carved into the overhanging eaves, which create a space below the roof that is open to the elements. Massive exposed fir beams support the entire roof structure with no interior load-bearing walls. The tall trapezoidal windows make a strong statement, evoking the era of the 1950s. The current owners added a two-story workshop to the property, but the materials, colors, and windows remain sympathetic to the design of the main house.
Fred Green went on to have a distinguished judicial career, serving as an appellate court judge until he retired in 1998 at the age of 75.